The Traveler's Journal, August 15th, advising you against leaving the family jewels on the hotel dresser. All too often, travelers are shocked when they discover how little responsibility hotels and motels assume for the theft of their guests' valuables. Depending on the state's innkeeper laws, the hotel's theft liability ranges from nothing to $1,000, even if the valuables are locked in the hotel's own vault. The situation abroad is even more problematic. A famous heist at New York's posh Pierre Hotel decades ago illustrates the risk. Crafty thieves cracked the hotel's safe and looted dozens of deposit boxes. Guests claimed millions in losses, but the most any individual got from the hotel was $500, even though their actual safety record is relatively good. In-room safes offered little in the way of liability protection. They're fine to store important papers, travel documents, and ordinary valuables. But for expensive items, such as significant jewelry, use the hotel vault. You'll have to fill out and sign an inventory form, but that will still only protect you to the hotel's posted liability limit. Hotels are not obligated to accept goods that exceed that limit. Trust them with your diamond ring, and you do so at your own risk. When it comes to storing large amounts of cash, precious jewelry, or other items of really significant value, speak with the hotel's manager. He or she may be more comfortable directing you to the vault of a local bank, and you'll rest more comfortably following that advice. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.